everybody. Kia ora, kia ora, kia ora. This is Nat, and this is the Lanky Religious Māori Podcast. Yay! Can I get a cheer from the audience, please?
Yay!
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Oh, that's super exciting. I love that. I mean, I don't actually have a live audience, so having other people in the room to cheer for me is grand.
My name is Elder Bird. I'm from Oklahoma. Can I get a yee-haw?
Oh, that's my favorite thing that has ever happened in the studio, ever.
Yay. Hey, so yep, that's my name. And I am from Oklahoma in the beautiful lands of the United States. And I've been in New Zealand for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And I've loved it. It's such a great place. And I'm so excited to be on this wonderful podcast. This is actually my favorite podcast to listen to.
Oh, thank you. I mean, a lot of people say that to me all the time. It's been out for a week.
I can introduce myself in Mandarin. So 我的名字是 陈江老, 就是从台南来的, 从一个漂亮的 city 台南来的, 如果你们任何有听过那个city的话, 你们会知道它是以每次小时闻名, 所以我很高兴能够来到这边, 来到纽西兰来，顺着传教士为这边的人民服务。 Thanks so much.
Cool. So my name is Elder Chen, and I'm from Taiwan. I believe this is the most beautiful island that I've never seen. I mean, New Zealand is also beautiful, and I've been here for like 1 year, and I love it. And it's such a great place to be.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Nice.
We've also got my friend Jordan.
Dang, I feel a bit plain now. So I'm Jordan, I'm from Wellington, born and raised, and yeah, I guess I'm here just to add a bit of balance to this panel.
We've also got Jay in the room.
How's it?
Okay, so the premise of the Lanky Religious Māori podcast is, my name's Nat, I'm tall, I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'm Māori, and I would like to address some of the misconceptions of being those three things. Just talk about it, really. I can talk a lot, and so might as well record some of it and put it out for the world to hear. Yay! Ah! So we've got a genuine pair of Mormon missionaries in the room. Latter-day Saint missionaries. Thank you. I'm glad you caught on to that, Jordan. Because sometime last year, we were encouraged as members of the church to stop referring to ourselves as Mormon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't like to go by the name Mormons because it's not the Church of Mormon. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. And so we kind of prefer to be called members of the Church of Jesus Christ because that's who it's all about. It's not about Mormon. It's all about Jesus Christ and all the things that he's done for us.
Yeah. So the term Mormon was really a nickname, right?
Yeah.
And it just came from people seeing the Book of Mormon and being like, ah, the Mormons.
Yeah. So, like, ever since the name change, I've noticed a lot of people that I know that all go to church, there's like two sides to this debate. It's, yeah, fully embrace the change, or it's, oh, Mormon's now a bad word, I'll never use it again. And I think we should steer away from that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Book of Mormon is central to what we believe, and it's not because of the prophet Mormon, well, he had a good big part in it, but it's, at the end of the day, it's another testament of Jesus Christ for us. So as well as the Bible, it's another bit of proof that he exists and that he ministered and that he's divine. So I think we shouldn't forget about that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Oh, wholesome content. That was beautiful, Jordan. Thank you, thank you. If I had a little applause button bar, I would hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Okay, so I put it out to the legions of followers that I have.
The many
fans of mine, because I am an influencer. I asked if anybody had any burning questions for a couple of LDS missionaries that they've just wanted to ask but have never had the opportunity to. And so I got a couple of good ones, a couple of weird ones, and I was hoping you guys would be open to answering. Yeah? Okay, first question. What are your favorite things about New Zealand?
Nature, mountain, river, people.
He said it well. Yeah, one of my favorite things is, I guess, just meeting just all different types of people, you know, and it's just been super cool. And of course, it's just such a beautiful place.
Can girls be missionaries? Ooh.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
You should answer this one.
Then. Yeah, I girls can be missionaries. I want to serve a mission.
There we go.
Because I love talking about it, and that's why I made a podcast about it. And I genuinely enjoy being a member. And I just want to share how it makes me feel with everybody else. If they want the message, cool. If they don't, awesome. But yeah, it just feels right for me to do. And your gender should not dictate whether or not you can talk about what you want. And so that's just my view on things. But girls are more than welcome to go serve missions, right? It's encouraged. Yeah. 8. Why do you wear suits? All 4 of you can answer. Because
we're all
dressed to the nines today.
Looks nice.
Start with the silent one.
Start with the silent one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wore one today just so I didn't feel left out. That and they look good.
Yeah, they look pretty nice, you know? And it's just kind of in line with, I guess, the message that we have, you know?
Ooh, I have something to add.
Oh, go.
Yep, so at church, I kind of fill in for someone every now and then who teaches a early morning, like, Bible study class. We call it seminary. And so I only started doing this recently. I was trying to decide whether or not to go in casual clothes, because this is at, like, 6 in the morning. Or if I should go in, like, a no shirt and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I decided for the shirt and tie, and my whole thinking behind that was, I'm there to teach the children. Like, I'll be friendly with them, but at the end of the day, I'm their teacher, and I don't want them to get too comfortable and start, you know, abusing my being there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a great way of focusing people.
So it's like focusing people on what you're there to do, and also focusing yourself, because you're getting into that mindset every morning.
So if I show up in a t-shirt and shorts, you know, no one wants to listen to me. They all just want
no
to
respect.
Play basketball. No, but if I show up in a shirt and tie, they're like, "Oh, he's our teacher." Okay.
Oh yeah.
So for me, it's more on a functional level, but I also like wearing suits, so it's great.
And the last question that I think would be nice to end on: what's your favorite thing about being a missionary or being a member? We'll go down the line. My favorite thing is it's all focused on family. Yeah, I'm a very big family person. I have 7 people in my family, and we all are, like, really close. And I think the gospel has just kind of brought us closer. So that's my favorite thing.
Woo! Yeah, woo!
So you pretty much stole the words, like, right out of my mouth, really. So, like, my biggest thing is family, too. But, like, not even just immediate family, but, like, my wider family, too. So I've just really seen over the years, we started off, I'd say not as strong in the church, but like as time went on, you know, like you see everyone slowly grow more closer and closer.
Mm.
So that's what I liked about the church.
Yay! Woo!
Yeah, woo!
Ah!
Mine's kind of similar to what you guys have said, you know. It's just really brought my family closer together, and it's just brought lots of peace and happiness into my own life. I guess just always having somebody that I can talk to and I guess kind of get help from.
Yay!
Yay!
So I guess for me, myself, like as a member of the church, something that I appreciate is the change that's happened in my family, because I can just see how much change that my family has, like, since we joined the church. And as a missionary, I'm also pretty happy to see, I guess, the people that's we teach about gospel, like how much they change because the knowledge they have about gospel and I guess the desire and the willing they want to change, become better families to have that happiness and peace in your lives.
Yay!
The elder change.
Bring in.
For me, the gospel, it really gives me purpose. The example that our Savior, Jesus Christ, set for us is something that we can all try and aim for as you know, to become people like that would be great. But then also with the teachings, you know, we're taught that if we strive for that, there's reward in the afterlife, and that's what I like, is that this isn't the end. And I find a lot of comfort in that.
Aww. That was beautiful, boys. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come and talk to me and to the microphones. It's been a great time. I've learned some things, and I hope people who are listening have learned some stuff as well.
Hello, it's me, the automated voice lady. Natalie's audio was corrupted, and so only parts sounded good enough to publish. Thank you for listening to the Lanky Religious Maori Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at the LRM Podcast. All of the boys' details will be listed in the description.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Lanky Religious Maori Podcast. This has been Natalie.
Jay.
Elder Bird.
Elder Chin.
Jordan.
And the automated voice lady. We'll be back next week. Toodles.